USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and President Trump are still going after each other as the president this morning blasted the media for covering what he called a tiny staged crowd. When Omar arrived at an airport in Minneapolis last evening, greeted by constituents, thousands of Trump supporters had, at a Wednesday night rally in North Carolina, chanted, "Send her back," referring to the Somali-born first-term Democratic lawmaker. Last night, she told her supporters,
"We are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president because his policies are a nightmare to us."
The National Weather Service says dangerous heat and humidity will engulf at least two-thirds of the American mainland this weekend. New records could be set in at least 30 cities. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is answering harsh criticism he's been getting after he tried to put up a stumbling block in front of the passage of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Bill, saying he wanted it fully debated because it has an impact on America's finances.
What you would do if you're responsible is you'd allocate it for 3, 4, 5 years and come back and reassess it. That's a responsible way to budget. But to have an open-ended thing that goes to 2092, really, it doesn't matter how good the cause is, it's irresponsible.
Paul speaking there on Fox News. Despite his efforts, a vote on the bill is expected to happen this upcoming Tuesday. If the president signs it, it means the fund will be fully funded through 2090. The son of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, President Trump's choice to be the next Labor Secretary. The president making the announcement yesterday on Twitter, saying Eugene Scalia has led a life of great success. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo with a message regarding religious liberty. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Pompeo speaking at a summit on protecting religious freedom at the State Department.
We're all in this fight together. You can be sure that the United States will be out in front defending the God-given, unalienable right of all human beings to worship as they choose.
Pompeo has a message for everyone who chose not to attend this year's summit.
We hope too that those of you who chose not to be here will reconsider your decision next time and find the courage to stand up for freedom every day and always.
Pompeo also spent some time touting the administration's recent success in getting Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who was caught up in mass arrest following a failed coup attempt against the Turkey government back in 2016.
The latest now on actor Kevin Spacey and his sexual misconduct accusers. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved.
Spacey, in a video he posted shortly after this case began a year ago, in which an 18-year-old Massachusetts man accused him of groping him at a Nantucket bar in 2016. Prosecutors said Wednesday the accuser is no longer willing to testify against him. The case against Spacey began to break down when the alleged victim's cell phone, considered key evidence in the case, supposedly went missing. Spacey still has a long road ahead of him, though, given the number of allegations and accusers that stretch back more than two decades. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.